This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Another band of intense storms is rolling across California today, bringing high winds, a lot of rain, and flooding. Northern California is expected to be hit hardest, with more storms in the forecast through next week. The National Weather Service also issued a flash flood watch for LA and Ventura counties today. The Sepulveda Basin is already shut down because of flooding, and LAPD is reporting street flooding throughout the city. Mudslides we're used to, fires, earthquakes, but Californians aren't used to dealing with floods. Joining us now to talk about this is Carla Namath, director of the California Department of Water Resources, where she prepares the state for extreme weather. Welcome.
Good afternoon. It's great to be here, Madeline.
Well, it's great to have you. And so how are you seeing this streak of storms? What do you rate as the state of emergency for the state of California?
Well, as you know, the governor did declare a state of emergency yesterday. And to me, one of the most remarkable things is we have an active drought emergency that is now coincidental with an active flood emergency. And that is really the big climate signal here. Mm-hmm. California is accustomed to extremely variable hydrology. Almost always with our big droughts, they are, you know, busted by a big wet year. Our last wet year like this was 2017, that ended the previous drought. But what we don't fully know yet is, does this big series of storms end the drought? But we do know that it is causing very challenging flooding conditions in a very wide swath of California.
Right. And it seems to be hitting Northern California the hardest, or among the hardest. Can you describe what's happening there?
Yes. So we work very closely with folks at the Scripps Institute of Weather Extremes, where they're doing an enormous amount of research on what's called atmospheric rivers, these big, basically vapor streams that come across the Pacific and strike California. Typically, California relies on about six big storms a year for our water system. But when we're in a very active season and sequence of storms, as we are now, we can get these big atmospheric rivers really one after another. And that's what's happening right now. We are in atmospheric river three of forecasted six atmospheric river events. We had one up here in Northern California around December 27th, a big one over New Year's, and then we entered into one last night. We anticipate another atmospheric river in late Friday, and then another one at the beginning of next week. Hmm. Now, what's interesting about them as it relates to flooding is you can have these big events. The ground gets very saturated. And then even if the subsequent events are not as dramatic in terms of rainfall totals, the flooding becomes more severe because the ground is saturated.
Right. It just can't hold all that water.
That's right.
So what about the reservoirs? Are they in danger of overflowing? I know they were pretty low because of the drought.
They were extremely low, and they are still relatively low. It depends on where you are in the state. We have a lot of surface water reservoirs south of Sacramento in the Sierra that are probably inching up more impressively than the ones in the northern part of the state. Oroville belongs to the State Water Project, which supplies about 30% of Southern Californians' water. Those reservoir levels are improving significantly, but even considering all the rain that we anticipate from the next series of storms through next week, we're really going to rebound, you know, just to where we find tolerable to last in a year-over-year drought condition. So they're making some improvements. They're still below average up in this part of the state. And that's really a testament to how deep the drought has been these last several years.
Right. And how prepared was California for these atmospheric rivers? Were they forecast well in advance?
Well, because we're doing so much work with forecasting atmospheric rivers, we've had better information this time around than we've ever had. And we have to continue to invest in that technology. What that technology allows us to do is to pre-position flood fighting materials, think rocks and, you know, sandbags and these sorts of things. We have 49 sites throughout the state where we've pre-positioned those materials. We are tracking river levels that can rise very quickly and rise increasingly quickly as the storms continue to roll in. And all of that forecasting has enabled us to do that, you know, better and better. So we are very prepared to fight flooding as it comes in. I think one of the signatures of these events also here in Northern California has been significant wind. And that wind, particularly coming after drought, where we have a lot of trees that have been stressed for years now, it makes them weak. And these wind events have done enormous damage in toppling trees and knocking out power. Mm. And as you know, in any emergency situation, it can be a rapidly developing cascade of challenges that we have to be ready for. And that was part right. of the governor's emergency proclamation yesterday, was to make sure we've got crews at the ready to restore power. It enables us to bring crews in from other states. That's the mm-hmm. extensiveness of this particular storm event, which is also really hitting Southern California and the Central Coast pretty good.
Right. And so next week, there'll be more of this, particularly in Northern California. And so you're ready?
We're ready. We are okay. going to continue to see, especially in our coastal communities, we're going to continue to see some significant flooding events. We do have some outages. There are mudslides occurring. Portions of Highway 1 are closed in parts of the state. We're very much tracking anywhere that has a burn scar from a recent wildfire for mud flow and other debris flow. It's very important that everyone get connected with their county emergency services and get signed up for text alerts and listservs. That's who Californians need to be listening to if there is an order to evacuate, particularly if you live in proximity to one of those burn scars.
Okay. We have to wrap. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you for the information. Carla Namath, Director of the California Department of Water Resources. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Coming up, why California has such a bad homeless problem. It has to do with policies supported by liberal-minded voters that limited development.
These policies are not directly what we often think of as NIMBYism, but they're the result of this idea that that change is bad, that people in the local community, a very small number of them, should be able to block things that the broader community needs.
That's next on Press Play.